criticism is growing on Capitol Hill over the Bush administration's homeland defense strategy and the way the government is organized to deal with the threat of terrorism. The dispute is centered on White House refusal to allow Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge to testify before Congress, but lawmakers say it reflects a broader concern over how much has been accomplished since September 11th. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The debate over Homeland Security became what might be called a three-ring circus yesterday on Capitol Hill. In one room, the Senate Appropriations Committee held a hearing on the administration's Homeland Defense budget without the man it wanted to be its star witness, Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge. Instead, Ridge was in another room at the Capitol, holding an informal briefing for any senator who wanted to drop by. At the same time, in a room directly above Ridge, a bipartisan group of lawmakers announced legislation to make Homeland Security a cabinet-level department. One of the lead sponsors, Democratic Senator Joseph Lieberman, said he had no doubt that Ridge was working hard to make the nation safe.
But in the months since his appointment, it has become clear to many of us, and perhaps even to him, that he lacks the necessary authority to accomplish what needs to be done. This job requires administrative teeth.
The bill calls for a new Homeland Defense Agency and a cabinet-level official in the White House to oversee the government's anti-terrorism efforts. That official would have control over spending, which Ridge does not. He would also have to testify before Congress. Lawmakers say they're increasingly frustrated as they begin to consider the president's request for $43 billion in new homeland defense spending. They say they're unsure what the administration plans to do and whether it will be enough. Among the most outspoken critics is Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Robert Byrd, who calls the nation's current homeland defense nothing more than an aspiration. The powerful Democrat didn't take kindly to Ridge's appearance yesterday in another part of the Capitol.
Instead of allowing Director Ridge to testify before this Senate Appropriations Committee, the administration would rather trivialize Homeland Security with these made-for-television stunts.
Republican Senator Orrin Hatch, who invited Ridge to give the briefing, said he was unaware it coincided with the appropriations hearing. The administration argues that Ridge shouldn't have to testify formally because he's a presidential advisor, not a member of the cabinet. But the Homeland Security Director has made dozens of trips to Capitol Hill, and he told the 11 senators who showed up yesterday he would continue to be accessible.
I understand the need for information, the power of the purse strings, the congressional responsibility, but I think the way the president has designed the office and given me the responsibility and opportunity to coordinate is precisely what would serve future presidents as well.
Nevertheless, the administration appears ready to find some compromise as this executive legislative branch dispute continues to divert attention from more pressing homeland defense needs. The White House says it will consider whether changes need to be made to Ridge's office as part of a national homeland defense strategy to be released this summer. But any reorganization is expected to be problematic. Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions told Ridge that he, for one, is concerned about more bureaucracy.
I'm pretty comfortable where we are. I don't know what would be gained if you created another cabinet level. How's it going to order other cabinet people around?
Almost every government agency has some piece of homeland defense. Ridge said his office is looking at whether some agencies, such as those that deal with border security, should be consolidated. But at the appropriations hearing, Alaska Republican Ted Stevens said he feels strongly that one of those agencies, the Coast Guard, should stay the way it is.
I'm deeply concerned about the rumor that this agency might become a homeland defense agency rather than a guardian of our coasts and enforcement of our fisheries laws.
Stevens and other senators say one of the main reasons they want Ridge to testify is to discuss such issues on the record. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.